switched them on and off again and it worked.
Yeah, when you're down.
You just can't press the buttons to one.
Takes a fair bit of training to do that.
Well, that's magic because nothing's changed.
What?
Nothing's changed. The only thing that I did was I swapped between the two.
Oh. As long as it's working, that's the main thing. As long as we've got vibration there, that's the main thing. All right, we'll get back to... Oh, we'll have to wait for Greg now. Yeah. Can we go back to 2 o'clock? Well, that's up to you, good people. I'll just...
Not too many questions now. We've got to get through this.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I caused this little 20-minute delay.
No, but it's good. Otherwise, we would have got to the end of the meeting not knowing it wasn't
recorded. Well, it may not have been recorded properly for
you. I doubt it's
recorded. We need to bring someone to water something to take away.
What do you want, Ty or John?
We're off and going.
Right, I think we're recording that, Charisse. We're away. All right. On page 66, 9.1 General Manager's Report, there is nil. Now, page 67, we're going to 9.2 as Corporate and Community Services, 9.2.2.1, Community Donations Event Support Program. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Brady, Councillor Whiten. Any questions on the Councillor Blewett?
Put my hand up. I'm sorry, I'm just reading about the Anzac Day ceremonies and support. Just wondering how we got along with the Tullibardgeal, because obviously they might not want to hold it this year, but for next year. How did we get along with trying to help them out with getting some insurance so they can hold it next year if they want to?
Thank you, Melissa. Who's going to answer that? The General Manager? What up, hand up, Greg?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. There hasn't been any contact made at this stage with them. As Councillor Turner said at the last meeting, they didn't have the volunteers, so we didn't think it was appropriate to start the conversation now. It'll be something after the April Anzac Day events are held this year.
Yes, sir. I apologise. I just thought that this problem's not going to go away, so we might want to get a start on it, that's all.
Right, thanks for the question. Karen, you want...
Yeah, thanks, councillors. If I could just let you know that I did mention the other day there is some money available in the budget for Anzac Day, and I don't have the full amount right now in front of me, but there will be something left after this that, you know, we could look at perhaps if council decided to go that way. There may be a contribution we could make towards that. So there is money in the budget for it, basically.
Right, any more questions on the community donations? All happy? All right, all those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Now to page 72. Oh, thanks, Karen. 9.3, is it? Environment and Planning. Development applications and data for February 2025. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please? Councillor Phillips, second up. Yeah. Councillor Turner. Oh, no, Councillor Mortimer. Sorry. Any questions on the data development DAs? All you happy with what's there, Patrick? No, all that's written.
What's supposed to be written? No, missed it in the wrong section of the agenda.
Oh.
So it's fine. That's where it's.
Well, because I think there's in the report there's one section didn't quite get in the right section there, but it's the report's still fine. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. All those in favour? Yeah. Those against? Those carried? Now, 9.4, page 75, infrastructure services, asset II. Can someone move the recommendation? Councillor Whiten, seconder. Councillor Rees. Any questions on the asset? It's just so we're going to participate in the program. If there's no questions, we'll have all those in favour. Those against, that is carried. Right now to page 78, 9.4.2, Lachlan Shire Traffic Committee meeting March 2025. Would someone like to move the recommendation, please? Councillor Brady, Councillor Mortimer. Any questions? You can see what the results that came out of that meeting. Is there any questions on what the...
Who's on the...
Hang on, Dennis, you've got to get yourself...
Wait a second. Okay, I just want to know who's on the committee from our shire. Who's the committee person? Are you?
No, but I think I'll hand over to Adrian. Adrian might be able to fill you in on exactly who's on it.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Turner is the representative on that committee.
You can't get her much closer, Dennis. Yep. All right. So if there's no more questions on the...
I just had a question.
Yes.
I could not get the attachments thing to load last when I was reading this. The EV parking spaces, how many of those will be dedicated in the areas, being that both of our, all of them, Lake Condo and Tottenham, parking is at a premium in the main street areas. How many are going to be dedicated, and who's enforcing those? That was my question. I just couldn't get it to load. It's still thinking about it now.
Righto. Oh, Adrian, I think you want to take a first stab at it, do you, Adrian? Righto. Hand over to you, mate.
Only to say, thanks, Mr. Mayor, that there will be two spots in Condobolin and Main Street, and they will be in the part of the current taxi rank, so they will not take up any other parking spaces for the public. And the Lake Jellicoe and Tottenham ones are not in the central business district. It's in the rear of the Visitor Information Centre and across from the Memorial Hall, respectively.
That won't impact the ability of the taxis to park there if two cars are parked, will it? Cool.
Right. Do you want to say something, Greg?
Yeah.
General Manager will say something.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. There was consultation undertaken with the taxi operator before that decision was made.
You don't want to add to that, Patrick? You're all happy? All right. Any further questions on the, especially the EV, because it's certainly starting to have its uptake out here. All those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Oh. Page 80, deputations, nil. Now we go to page 81, 11, notice of motion. Notice of motion, Merck executive meeting. Would someone like to, I thought you might, Councillor Brady. Second up, Councillor Mortimer. Would you like to start off, Dennis?
Well, will I get green? Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, councillors. The reason I put this motion up was the Merck mining energy related councils were doing a tour of all their participant councils, and it was not very well organised, to say the least. I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't exactly know when it was going to happen. And since I'm the delegate on there and also the deputy chair, I thought I would have had a bit more knowledge of when this was going to happen. So I ended up ringing up the chairman, who was driving a bus at the time, and he says, well, don't you know they're coming out tomorrow? I said, no, I didn't know they're coming out tomorrow. Otherwise, I wouldn't be ringing you to find out when they were coming. So I just thought it was very haphazard and the way it was. Not only that, because I was incapacitated at the time and I couldn't drive and I had no one to drive me, I was doing it from the house, and the person operating the organisation who was running the team's meeting had thought that we weren't going to start till 11:30. By the time I actually was let in, the meeting was half over. They had decided, they came early, they decided that they would have their meeting a half an hour start because they were going to Cobar and they didn't know how long it might take them to get there. So out of that, I was a bit put out. I could say something a bit rude, but I won't. And I just thought it should have been better, better organised by the... It's not the committee's fault. It's the person who was coming out, a bloke by the name of Martin Rush. And it should have been that we should have known better. Now, I know Greg was able to go to it. Megan was able to get to the meeting. And that was quite good. But it would have been better if they were coming on a day that you people would be here, whether it's a pre-briefing meeting or a council meeting. So they could actually tell you what we do or and inform you about the good work that the Mining Energy Related Council does. And it does do a lot of good work. You mightn't realise it, but it does do a lot behind the scenes. And it's trying to get the money back, which they used to have as resources for regions, getting that finance back into the area. And because we didn't do very well out of the Lake Cowal, it would have been a way that we could get some more money out of that funding. Well, when the new state government came in, they stopped that funding, stopped the program, and we've been trying to get a new program up and running, and we will be talking about it tomorrow as well. So I just thought, since we should send them a letter saying that we weren't very happy, that you came on a day, hardly Cherise, when I got in contact with Cherise, she'd been in contact with them. They still hadn't been able to get back to her to tell them when they were coming, not till after I got onto them. And as I said, they started without even being on the right time. So I was just a little bit annoyed about it. And I just thought, well, how about we send them a letter expressing our disappointment regarding that, since we've been a long-time member of this organisation. I think for well over 22 years we've been part of this organisation. And I should have thought that should have been better organised from their part. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. You cut to the chase. And any questions from the councillors? How disappointed. And Councillor Mortimer, she...
I do agree with Councillor Brady. It was a little bit of a shambles trying to get you on Teams. But they didn't start the meeting. They were giving a background for me to keep me up, to get me up to speed of where we're going to. But then I think you dropped off anyway. And then it was very quick because they just had to get out the door and get to Cobar. So it was very rushed. And it almost felt like we were inconvenient because we're not on the way to Cobar. So, but I agree. It was a little bit unprofessional.
All right. Righto. I don't think there's any dissent when it comes to that, writing this letter to them, just letting them know from Lochinvar. Righto. All those in favour? Those against? Did you want a question?
Was that group in actual town?
Yeah.
They were in town.
That,
oh, okay.
They were doing a tour of the council.
Right, moving along to page 82, notice of rescission motions, there is nil. And now we shall go to delegates' reports. The delegates' report on page 83. Would someone like to move the recommendation?
Yep.
Councillor Rees and Councillor Mortimer. Any questions on the joint organisation, which Greg and I went to... Orange, and we had quite a few of the JAs there, and also some of the candidates, Kate Harlan.
Different one.
Oh, different one, is it? Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. Going back a bit. Oh, that was on the budget, was it?
It's a board meeting in Oberon.
Oh, board meeting in Oberon. Right back there, yeah. No, we had a pretty good attendance there and that sort of thing with that. And I don't think it was in the minutes and that sort of thing, the back there. So if there's any questions, if not, all those in favour, those against, it's carried. Right now, page 84, 13.2, delegates report to Central Joint Organisation Regional Priorities. This is the one I'm looking at. Would someone like to move the recommendation? Councillor Mortimer, second up. Councillor Whiten. All right, so is there any questions on that one? It's the one I was talking about where we did go to Orange, and that we had Michael McCormick, Kate Hull, Jamie Chaffee wasn't there. What's his name? The member there. Sam Faraway was there, and who didn't turn up?
Andrew G.
And Andrew G. didn't turn up to that particular meeting.
Kate Hook.
And really, you know, like, I don't think we got a hell of a lot out of it, really. But the thing is, we did put our priorities across what they are, and basically, you know, like their water, health, the road over the mountains, and security of water. But anyway, we're still waiting for when the election's going to be announced, aren't we? So any questions? If not, all those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Now to page 85. Correspondence. Would someone like to move the recommendation that we receive and note the correspondence? Councillor Turner. Councillor Bartholomew. All right. Any questions on the information that's provided to you there? RFS Life Care for the Beach Gardens letter received. Nothing on that. Murray Darling Association, Region 10, ordinary meeting minutes. You got anything?
Not really. They were trying to reorganise themselves because they made it into a very big area, and now they are trying to make it into a smaller area again because it's going all the way from the Hunter right out to the west, which is really ridiculous because we don't have anything to do with the Hunter when it comes to water. And so we had the CEO there, Mark Lamb, and he virtually just reorganising because they hadn't had a meeting since 2020. So it's a long time since they had a meeting. So because we weren't sure if we were in Region 10 or they were in Region 10A. And no one's been able to work it out. And originally, as you probably might remember, Region 10 started back about 20 years ago, as I know I was the first delegate to it. And that used to go from us up to Warren and so forth. Well, then they decided to make Region 10 go up to the Hunter and take in. Then we weren't sure whether we were in it or we were out of it. Anyway, seems we're back in it.
Thanks, Dennis. All right, then the clay the classic thank you letter from them and the photograph, and which was that clay pigeon certainly becoming a big sideline around the areas. All right, if there's no questions, all those in favour? Those against? That is carried. Now, questions which notice was given, has been given, and I have nil. And petitions, we've got nil. And looks like we're going to head into a closed session. Would someone like to move into closed session? Councillor Blewett, Councillor Turner. All those in favour? That is carried. All right. You're quite happy? You don't want any more breaks or anything? Thank you very kindly. And now we are back on record. Righto, closed session recommendations. First one on 17.1 is the Lachlan Shire Council Works Depot at Condoblin, and was moved Councillor Rees, seconded Councillor Blewett. The recommendation that one, the General Manager Report number R25-9 be received and noted. Two, the project be completed in accordance with the cost savings and the modification identified in this report, with the budget shortfall being funded with a loan from the plant reserve and the reallocation of funds from the unfinished works reserves as detailed in option one of the report. Three, the plant reserve be repaid with proceeds from the future sale of land. And four, an appropriate legal and cost advice be obtained for a potential negligence claim regarding incorrect legal advice as per option four of the report, and a further report outlining the advice be submitted for Council's consideration, and that was carried. 17.2, Water Assessment 103-5542, dispute meter reading, and it was moved, Councillor Brady, seconded Councillor Rees. The recommendation that one, the General Manager's Report number R25-19 be received and noted. Two, the Council declined the request from the Cummins Hendricks lawyers on behalf of the Thomas Farms to reimburse in interest and part payment of their overdue water account. And three, a letter be sent to the Cummins Hendricks lawyers advising of Council's decision and stating that the matter is now closed and no further action will be taken, and that was carried. And report 17.3, 2024 Continuous Improvement Pathway Program results. Move Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Mortimer. That recommendation that one, the General Manager's Report R25-361 be received and noted, and that was carried. And 17.4, collection and disposal of used motor oil net waste regional contract. It was moved Councillor Turner, seconded Councillor Bartholomew. The recommendation is that one, the Director of Environment and Planning Report number R25-58 be received and noted. And two, the quotation F4287 for the collection and recycling of used motor oil be awarded to Sam's Waste Management for their submission price and as set out in this report for the initial 2-year term with the options of 2 by 12 month available for extensions. Three, as the existing contract expiry date is 2024 has passed, a new contract start date for the two-year term will be advised by NetWaste upon endorsement from the NetWaste Steering Committee, and then acceptance by Orange City Council, City Council as the host council via the council meeting. And four, the Mayor and General Manager will be authorised to sign the contract and documents and affix the council seal if required, and that was carried. 17.5, smart water meters, and move Councillor Phillips, seconded Councillor Mortimer. That recommendation is that one, the Director of Infrastructure Service report number R25-59 be received and noted. And two, the further investigations take place regarding the viability of smart water meters in Lachlan Shire. A further report and business case be prepared for Council's consideration. And three, the Council formally requests a variation to the RS. It's WR841 Tottenham Water Security Funding Deed to consider the installation of smart water meters in the Tottenham Albert and B section water network, and that was carried. And 17.6, a proposal to install a monopole tower in Bircher. And that was moved Councillor Whiten and seconded Councillor Phillips. The recommendation that one, the General Manager report number R25-63 be received and noted. Two, Council agree to license lease a small portion of Lot 5, Section 2DP758191, 49 Benina Street, Bircher, to Less 4U for the purpose of installing a monopole to improve internet connectivity throughout the village of Bircher. Three, the lease and license fee be set as per option one of the report. And four, all costs associated with the preparation and registration of the lease and licence are the responsibility of the applicant and
wireless for you.
The General Manager be authorised to sign the lease and licence documents, and that was carried. And now the late report for the closed session of 17.1 again, a proposed land acquisition of James Lane, Condoblin, and it was moved. Move Councillor Bartholomew and seconded Councillor Turner, and that the report be deferred to the April 2025 Council meeting, and that was carried. And that is the end of that report. And I just want to, before we cut off the recording and that sort of thing, thank everybody for their attendance, and just remind you that Greg is going off for the next couple of months to have a revamp or re-operation, that sort of thing, and I'd just like to he'll be standing taller when he comes back I'd like to wish him good luck, it's one of those things which has got to be done, and we've got Alan Stonham who will be starting with us on Monday, and he's not known to us, which is great, and anyway, Greg, good luck, we'll be thinking of you.
Thanks very much. I will send an email to all of the councillors with Alan's contact details on Friday.
Yeah, that's what you wanted?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if we had to email Greg, did they automatically get forwarded to him, or we have a separate email?
Separate email for Alan, and there's a separate phone number for Alan.
Yeah. All right. I declare the meeting closed.